The people who've been most hurt by the Obama economy are middle-income Americans. And so I say to anybody who's making under $200,000 a year, we're going to eliminate all taxation on interest, dividends, and capital gains for you so that you can save, so that you can invest, so you have more money, so you're able to care for your kids and their future and your retirement as you think is best. That, for me, is the place we need to move immediately.
You're going to abolish capital gains and dividends.
Yeah.
For singles earning $200,000 a year, is that correct?
Or less, that's correct.
All right. Now, why you made it $200,000?
There's nothing magic about a particular dividing line. You pick a point where you're getting the great majority of Americans. There are many people who think we should have zero tax on capital gains, interest, and dividends for everybody, as the very, very wealthy. But recognize, that means that Bill Gates and Warren Buffett would pay no income tax at all. And some people say, well, that's a good thing for growth of the economy.
But you're referring to the capital gains tax.
Yeah, exactly.
And the dividend tax.
Exactly.
So that's different.
No. If we eliminated capital gains, all tax for everybody, even those making millions a year, on interest, dividends, and capital gains, then Bill Gates and Warren Buffett would pay no tax at all because their income is overwhelmingly, if not entirely, capital gains, interest, and dividends. And so the very, very wealthiest would pay no tax at all. My guess is that the American people would feel that right now, the people that are hurting in this country are not the very wealthy, but the middle-income folks. And so the place